Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Time for us to talk sport around the Limestone Coast and further afield as well. I have got Barney and Milo in the studio. I've got KG on the line. King, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Barney, Milo. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. I never thought I'd see this happen to our club, the Crows. Hey, can you bring us any news as to good news about a coach, about other people not leaving? What is there? What news can you bring us?
Well, it's an amazing situation. I'm like you, Barney. I've never seen the Crows since their reception to be in such a mess. It's just frustration that, you know, player here, player there, all want to leave. And when you talk to some of the people within the organisation, they say, well, look, the players that are going, they're going for a better deal. We're not going to give them what they want, longer terms, this and that. And the good judges will tell you, the only player that perhaps we should have kept is young Alex Keith. Now, only time will tell the players that have left, whether we've done the wrong thing and misjudged them. So it is a mess. The coach, well, hopefully that'll be named as early next week, hopefully. But, God, strike me pink. You're right, Barney and Milo. It is a mess, no doubt.
Now, the selection of coach has got to pass the Hugs test, because that's what it's all about now. Now, of the candidates, Nick Zuse, Buddha Hocking, and we hear Robert Harvey's had a late interview. Who do you like, KG?
I've said from day one, and I'll continue to say it, having spoken to some Port Adelaide players, Port Adelaide people who I respect, Matthew Nix is my choice, and I read yesterday where he was the favourite to get the job, and I think he would be an absolute super coach. He's been a development coach at Port Adelaide, then he went to senior assistant coach. He's played for West Adelaide here in Adelaide, and he's played for the Sydney Swans Premiership, and he's a terrific young man. Matthew Nix has been my choice from day one, and I hope he gets it, to be honest.
Now, Ken, my admiration for that young fella, Tim Kelly, from Geelong, only keeps going up. He's gone back to Perth for family reasons. He's gone to play with West Coast because of his wife and his children. I mean, just a wonderful bloke, a wonderful family man, wonderful player. Gee, I think the West Coast with him are going to be an even greater side next year.
Well, there's no doubt, Barney. Like he's signed a 6-year deal. We've seen what he can do at his time with Geelong. He's a game changer. There's no doubt about that. And he's an exciting machine to watch. And look, he's got what he wanted. He wanted to go home. And West Coast, he's got his club that he wanted to play for. And now he's signed a 6-year deal. And, you know, if he stays sound and doesn't cop too many injuries, he's going to entertain a lot of people in the West. That is for sure. He is a talent, no question.
Now, overall, the horse training, we've had 1 week, and there's a lot of calls just to shorten it to 1 week, because then they'll get into the business straight away. Now, Fantasia, he's probably highlighted that a lot of players are just using this as a lever to get more dough.
Well, they are. I still think it goes too long, to be quite frank. And you're right. It's very much orientated towards the player. Fantasia is a glaring example. There were strong thoughts that he wanted to come to Adelaide, to Port Adelaide in particular. He changed his manager, Michael Doherty, the former Crows player from Adelaide, is looking after him. And, you know, Port Adelaide people were getting their hopes up high that he would be a very good player for them, but he's decided to stay with the Bombers. So you're right, they do use it to suit themselves, guys. No question about that, but I guess that's life, isn't it?
I never thought I'd see a Danaher leave Essendon.
No.
I never thought I'd see that. But tell me, are there any young names that we have never heard of who you can see coming up from Adelaide to Port Adelaide or the Crows?
Well, there's some young boys on the horizon. We saw a bit of young Jones earlier in the year and then late in the season. McHenry's a talent. Look, it's not all doom and gloom. There is, if you talk to the Crows people and the Port Adelaide, I'm surprised that Dougal Howard wants out, because I really rate him from Port Adelaide. I think he's a talent. Now, why he wants to go, I don't know, because if you speak to some former Port Adelaide players, they'll tell you they really rate him, and they said he was off limits, but he's not off limits. He wants to go. So, look, it's not all doom and gloom. There is some talent in both Port Adelaide and Metros, and I'm sure and hopefully that will emerge next season, guys. But it's just so frustrating at the moment.
Talk about frustrating your old mob, the Redbacks. One for 362. God. Can they get a draw, KG?
Well, that's all they can possibly do. It's not. I know it's a long season, but this is not the start. They wanted one wicket for the day and 362 runs in a day from the Vic. Goodness gracious me. Not a good start for the Redbacks. But, hey, long way to go, guys. Long way to go.
Well, Australia, the rugby, we've made it through to the quarterfinals in the rugby union. I think that's a win for us. I think we should celebrate and put it away now, because that's, I think, as far as we're going to go.
And what about the young javelin thrower? Won the world championship. How good is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a bit of sunshine on the horizon, guys.
There is. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully,
and we'll know who the coach is by this time next week.
Maybe.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.